Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can join our Discord, that's for free, and in the show notes. We're pulling up the Good Morning Johto Discord right now. I don't see any March birthdays. So we had no February birthdays, but March is a popular month. I see some April birthdays, but we'll definitely see. If you sign up for our birthday club, that is for free in the Discord, we'll send you a free bag of Good Morning Johto Java Bling coffee. That is the end of the month. So, well, sorry. Basically, that puts you in for a drawing if you put in the birthday club for that month. For everybody that has a birthday that month, at the end, we'll put everybody's name in a digital hat and pull their name out, and whoever wins gets a free bag of Good Morning Johto Java Blend coffee. If you'd like to support the show, you can through Patreon at patreon.com/goodmorningjohto. You can be like our interns, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, Rachel, our board operators, Polly D and Mikey A, our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to those wonderful trainers. I really hoped that you enjoyed enjoyed the interview that we have with Anjali on Friday, the last Friday that we... Whew, man, it is a day, I'll tell you that. Today, it's a Monday. Somebody has a case of the Mondays. On March 1st, we put out our interview with Anjali, who's going to be the voice of Roy this week for Pokemon Horizon. That is this Thursday, I believe. We'll bring up a little more on that, but this is an episode I was really, really excited for, to get into the world of voice acting and different things. I'd like to do more voice acting stuff in the future, but we'll see. Maybe I have just a good voice for radio. Only time will tell. But let me know what you thought about this episode, and the episode on Friday, what kind of guests you want to see in the future, or any guests we need to bring back, because maybe it's about time we bring some guests back. All right, that is it for the intro for today, but we still need to talk about a little bit about Horizons, but let's go ahead and do that with the Pokemon Go news of the day. Today is March 4th. March 4th starts basically the new season of Pokemon Go that we have, and the season is called World of Wonders. Starting today, we have a new event going alongside of the Horizon. I'm getting there, I promise. It is, wow, I do not know what's happening. The event is going alongside of the Horizons release that we talked about this week. This is a new event starting today at 10. Is it today? I am so wrong. It is tomorrow. Gosh, that means we have another day of vanillas. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. your local time, running through next Monday, March 11th at 8 p.m. The bonuses are double XP for Hatchim, Team Go Rocket balloons will appear more frequently, Caps Hat Pikachu will be featured, Charcadet, Cerulege, and Armourouge will make their debut. This Pikachu will be can know the move Volt Tackle, and can be shiny. I just want to make sure the Caps Hat Pikachu during this event will know the move, but just not ones that don't have the hat, I guess. The wild spawns during this event will be Scyther, Nosepass, Sprigatito, Fukuoko, Quaxly, and Palmy. Only Scyther and Nosepass can be shiny out of those little gang of Pokemans. If you're lucky, you can encounter a Pikachu wearing Caps Hat, a Alolan Grimer, and Beldum. All of those can be shiny out of those three. Eggs for 2K, 5K, and 10K is how you get Charcadet. And when the event ends is when you can get this Pokemon. Normally, it will only be in 10Ks after this event. And you can also hatch this in those eggs for the rest of the season. If you have a snapshot during this event, you get a surprise encounter with characters and trainers and Pokemon, all from the Horizon series. Appearing in one-star raids is that Pikachu with Caps Hat again, Rhyhorn, and Rockruff. I'm telling you, I think this one's going to be the secret-y rare Rockruff. These can all be shiny. Appearing in three-stars, it's Chansey that can be shiny, Noctowl, and Metagross. Those two cannot. Field research tasks, we'll get into those more tomorrow, and there's going to be an Ultra Legend box available for the web store for $14.99, 3 remote raid passes, 10 premium, and 10 incubators. It's actually, man, that's pretty good. You can't lie, that's pretty good. But that is starting tomorrow. Remember, it is now March, so the Wonder Ticket started. We have more details about that last week. And We'll update that when we get that closer, when we get further into that. Everybody should have their poiples right now. That's for free, not just from the Wonder Ticket itself. We have Spotlight Hour tomorrow. That's we'll cover tomorrow. We have raids this week. I'm excited. This is just a really cool week, the first week of the season, but I don't know. I like the Horizon event. We'll see how rare the Sharkadet could be, and then maybe we'll get. I'm always pumped for the next thing. When we're in Horizon's event, I'll be like, okay, this is awesome. Now the next thing. That's just what I am. Let me know what you think about this event, and if you're like me and just want your Galar Pokemon, I just want my Galar starters. I just want my Galar buddies. But this one I'm really excited for because of the Ultra Beast as well, because I'm big on the Blacephalon. I believe, don't quote me on this, there was an event this weekend as well in the Netherlands that we will cover forego and everything later this week. It is not a regionals. They have to call it in these other countries, I believe, a special event because I can't remember. I think it's with pricing and how the structure and everything has to be. So we'll cover that and everything for Go later this week once kind of the dust settles with that because it's Monday. We cover just the news from the weekend or new stuff this week. We will cover all that PvP goodness on Thursday, but let's go ahead and see if we have a sponsor of the day today. Spring is right around the corner. And you know what else is right around the corner? St. Paddy's Day. This upcoming month of March that we have all month long, Frankie's Flowers is having a special buy one, get one free plants and flowers and everything to get you ready for spring. But on St. Paddy's Day, if you bring in your green little friend, no matter what it is, it can be Pikachu with a green hat, your green Chikorita, no matter what it is, you will get a special little clover with your plant that day. Just a little reminder of St. Paddy's Day. Frankie's Flowers is a proud sponsor of Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Let's go ahead and get into some Pokemon TCG news. We can talk with TCG about that special event in Utrecht. Special event in the Netherlands this weekend with 860 trainers for the TCG. Let's talk about that top eight. In eighth place, we got Giratina Lost Box. Charizard in seventh place. We have in sixth place Snorlax Pidgeot. We have in fifth place Bali from Great Britain with Charizard EX. In fourth place, we have Chimpal Back Excalibur. In third place, Toward Reckliff, just tearing it up with a Charmander EX, Urshifu deck. Congratulate Toward, just killing the game. Second place, we have Roaring Moon. And first, we have Owen Cameraman with Owen. I can never know how to pronounce it. I know it's Cameraman. I know that one. Winning it from the Netherlands with Mew Fusion Strike. Their list and everything is up online if you want to go check that out. We did have something. I want to bring this up. I completely forgot about this. The other day in the Discord, it was like basically how to get into the TCG and different things. Let me pull it up 100% because I do really want to call this out because I think it's a great tidbit of information. We did not plan on this morning, but let's go ahead. Says the trainer in the Discord says, I just started playing a week ago. The decks I have mixed together accidentally, they're D, E, and F. So once AIDS comes out, I'll be making my first real deck. Any basic tips on making my first deck? So D and E, if you want to play competitively, D's out, E's on its way out. F and H, E, F, G. Do we skip G? F, H, whatever it is. I am going to tell you the secret for me for TCGs. I can play pretty well. I'm a pretty good player. I can play. I've been playing TCGs over half my life. I love it. My deck building skills, I've always said this. I am a radio host. I am not a deck builder. I'm not a pro TCG. Leave that up to McCone, Flex Daddy Righteous, the Tord Rackliff, those people, Azul GG. Leave those up to those people is what I've always done. And just play the decks and learn to play them and it could maybe pilot them pretty well. If there's some new secret sauce, then yeah, maybe I'll figure it out. But yeah, I've not really built my own deck, I'll tell you, ever. just ever. Well, how I learned Pokemon is by just picking up some starter decks and saying, okay, so I know the basics, and then I just start watching content. Honestly, like, I start watching regionals, I start watching creators, I start watching all these, and then just take their decks, and then just until I'm blue in the face, we'll play their deck inside and out. I've learned a lot from Special Conditions. That is the Lured Up, the Pokemon Professor Network. Adam from Lured Up goes over with Justin, and they do a TCG podcast, and it is so good. I really recommend. They are really close friends of mine in the Pokemon world, and they really understood. I remember Adam saying that for a competitive, just like memorizing your whole deck. When you play your first searcher, try to at work, like, try to remember, write down your deck list, try to remember it. And I'm like, man, this is just such an awesome tip that I never really thought of. So for building your first deck, this is just, I said to find a Pokemon you like, find something that you can build around. I think GLC is another one, like, that may be pretty good to get in. Just pre-con decks got me into it really well on when it was the Pokemon trading card game, I don't know if it's on live, but then making your own. If I would just see the trainer in question says, how many trainer cards, how many energy, how many basics? Honestly, it just depends. Like things like that, like V's, V-Maxes, and a lot of that run a lot more trainers than Pokemon itself. Energies, most of them like 6 to 10. 10 is like high up there, I believe. But yeah, honestly, it's one of those. It just depends. And kind of finding your own, I think asking the chat is a great way in Discord to find more out about it. But building your own, it is just a different beast for me. It is something that I can take Roaring Moon or Iron Valiant. I can take Mew in these decks and kind of figure out. But building your own is a whole different beast of getting into it. But I think it's really easy to do. I think it's really not easy to do. I'm sorry. Really easy to see what other people, and not steal their deck list or like net deck it like I do, but be like, okay, they run six. Let's say I'm running a water deck, they're running a water deck. So I'm going to kind of have the same, see what the goal is, right? Because Chin Pal by Excalibur is going to have a different energy count than Charizard, right? Or Chin Pal by Excalibur, because I'm saying that because of how much water energy it needs, is going to be a different than Mew, right? It depends on literally what Pokemon you want to run your deck around, I guess. That is the main question. But yeah, really great question in the Discord this weekend. All right, that is everything for Good Morning Johto today. We'll be back tomorrow with some more Pokemon goodness. Last week, Jeff ended us with Chinchou for the weekend. What did I say Chinchou so weird? Chinchou because of the weekend event we've had over the weekend. Jeff, what sound do you have for us today? We've been doing this show a year and a half, and it's hard for me to believe, and maybe you're lying to me, Jeff, that we've never had this sound. But let me know what you think it is in the Discord. My name is Lane here with Goldenrod, and Good Morning Johto. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.